The flesh. Let's give some examples. I would love to tell you that I'm perfect.
Yeah.
I got everything figured out.
Well.
But my past is close behind me.
Yeah.
And my flesh knows my past.
Well.
And the spirit that came into my life also knows my past, but's trying to push me toward what? My purpose. So therefore, spirit is more concerned with purpose, while flesh is concerned with circumstance. My circumstances. I came from an area, I guess you would call, of a womanizer. Love women. Shape, size, color, love women. There was nothing about that. That's why I can never understand homosexuality.
Well,
I can't see being snuggled up to no dude.
Well,
there's no way I can fathom in my mind another hard chest to chest.
Well,
not to mention the other stuff.
Well,
there's nothing that I find attractive. A hard man faces a soft woman. I don't understand that. But I was a young person who was let loose out into a world that had nothing but flesh because the spirit was not there. So therefore, when I found my way through this fleshly world, I found what I liked. It wasn't alcohol. It wasn't drugs. It was women. And so because of that, I entered into, at 18, and I walked into a video store. Now, I ain't never seen the pornography in my life. But when you walk into a video store and there's a curtain,
well,
do not enter unless you're 18.
Yeah.
I'm 18.
Well.
And I walk in there and I see so many visuals of what I desire. And so I began to get the videos. And so between reality and real life, they begin to make a blur. So much so that even as a Christian, I used to want to be a porn star.
Well,
flesh. Flesh wanting to be fled. Flesh wanting to get exactly what the flesh wants. And so when I began to understand, and the good thing about having the spirit in you and having something, say, train up a child in the way that they should go, because when they go old, they won't depart. Well, because I had that nucleus of spirit in me, he wouldn't let me go but so far. Even though there was a thought of wanting to do it, there was still a reality of you must have lost your mind. Because whatever I do, Jesus does also. So the moment that I began to focus back in on my spirit, of course, the fleshly stuff that I was after, that I desired, seemed to fall behind. Fall behind. I didn't say it vacated.
Hello.
Fall behind.
Hello, Reverend.
And so as I kept growing older, I left the tapes alone. But then I moved to Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia is almost the capital of strip clubs, especially black strip clubs. And I walked into one of them, and I began to see more of what I liked again, this time doing all kind of stuff. Close range, close visual. And the flesh is saying, that's where I want you. Your spirit is saying, you know you don't belong up in here. The problem is that when we disconnect, remember, he said, I need you to watch for an hour. Watch and what?
Pray.
See, you can watch, but without prayer, your watching visuals may change. But if you watch and you pray, it focuses in on what you're watching. So I'm watching, but I ain't praying. Or if I'm praying, I'm not watching. And so I get involved in this. And so these are things that my flesh pulls me to. These are things that I like. These are things that, and I can tell you this day, every time I go back through Atlanta, The flesh is like, yeah, you know you close by the blue flame. And my spirit says, yeah, you are close, Pastor. So my spirit tries to keep me in check.
Yeah.
But remember, my spirit is willing,
yeah,
but my flesh is weak.
Yeah.
So that means that my constant battle, every day of my waking life, I'm going to have a battle with my flesh,
yeah,
and my spirit.
Yeah.
The more I keep in tune to my spirit, it's going to help me fight off my flesh.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, God.
So now all this stuff is in me. I've seen an awful lot of things. I've done an awful lot of things. And now I'm not permitted to do the things that I did when I was running freely. Because
well,
the spirit has its reins on me.
Yeah, yeah.
And the flesh don't like the fact that I'm following the spirit.
Well,
so the flesh wants to keep well, creeping in.
Come on, Reverend.
So I'm walking come down on, the Reverend. Street.
Come on.
Here comes a nice looking sister.
Yeah.
She got things the way I like them.
Well,
she got some souls advertised.
Well,
I'm walking. I may be with some brothers or my
yeah.
wife, and I'm walking,
yeah.
and you know I got a 5-mile radar
yeah. Yeah.
that I see what's coming. And so if I want to get a longer look, I'm going to have to position myself
yeah.
so it can look like I'm looking while I haven't really turned the faces. So if you coming this way, I might turn an hour earlier
yeah.
just to make sure when you come past. But see, that's the way my flesh communicates that. I know what your spirit wants you to do, but maybe you can do it subtly.
Keep it real.
And nobody will know. My flesh is ever present in my life. And so the spirit is trying to take complete control, but the flesh is not letting it happen. Everywhere I turn, there is a part of my past that wants to keep popping up. I would love to tell you that I got it all figured out. I would love to tell you that the spirit has 100% control. But even when I'm at my computer
yeah.
and I'm studying,
yeah.
the internet is a brilliant and marvelous piece of equipment.
Yeah.
But just like it's good,
yeah.
it's bad.
Yeah.
And if I have been to strip clubs and I've done all the other stuff, you know I've been to the pornographic sites on the internet.
Well.
So I know where they are. I know I can Google a word
yeah.
and a plethora of things will be before me. So here you are in the battle of, I'm studying the word. Flesh says, circumstances aren't right now in your life, are they?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
See, to focus in on the good things,
yeah.
you got to work at it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. To study God's word, you got to be involved
Amen.
In the word.
Amen.
And you're going to have to pour over more than one page.
Come on.
And it requires a lot of effort to begin to learn and to study.
Come on now.
But now when sin comes into play,
yeah, yeah.
it don't require no thought, no effort, no substance,
come
no nothing.
On, Reverend.
It will allow you to spend mindless time doing absolutely nothing.
Amen.
So you may say, well, and here, this is your flesh. This it begins to justify what you do.
Well.
You know I'm a man, Lord. And, I'm married. I did what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is a busy household.
Yeah.
And I ain't had no intimacy lately. So you said the flesh is weak.
Yeah.
And the spirit is willing.
Yeah.
You know, but my physical needs ain't been met in a minute here.
Yeah. Wow.
And I just want to take a peek.
Yeah.
I just want to see somebody naked.
Yeah.
I ain't seen nobody else. I ain't cheating.
Well,
I ain't stepped out.
Well,
but I ain't seen no visual in a while. And I just want to see a visual.
Yeah.
So if I, you know, if I Googled this for a second,
yeah.
that ain't gonna hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it becomes lust of the flesh.
Amen.
But I told you, your flesh don't care nothing about God. Your flesh don't care nothing about what the spirit wants. The only thing your flesh wants to do is bring you down. So I can either study for an hour or hit this site.
Well,
then if I hit the site, y'all know you don't come right off the site.
Amen.
And so however long you on the site, you're losing time. You're losing valuable time that would build up your mind. So instead of building my mind, I may be tearing my mind down. All because I want to justify why it's time to feed the flesh.
Come on now.
And men have problems.
Well.
But it's not just women.
Well.
The problem persists with anything that your flesh desires.
Well.
Drugs.
Yeah.
I've been off for a long time. That's why the only ones that count their sobriety is alcohol and drugs. Not folks who have left adultery, fornication.
Yeah.
They're not counting how many days they've been clean.
Well, come on now. You said it.
We don't have a group that say, come on, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
You know, but the other guys, you got groups to say, well, I'm on 100 days of sobriety. And but even though you're on that sobriety, in the back of your mind, on the back of your flesh, that drug is still calling your name.
Well,
even though you ain't been to the bar in about 6 months, that alcohol is still calling your name. And so if you don't stay in tune with the spirit and watch as well as pray, the flesh is going to say, you know what, right now, times are hard.
Yeah.
I'm not making the money I need to make. My job ain't treating me right. My wife ain't, my family's acting up. Yeah. Things ain't seem to be going my way. I taste right about now to help me out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or worse yet, you know the corners where they selling what you need.
Where you can get it.
And you got the money in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you can't seem to find a way out.
Yeah.
So you find a way back in.
Yeah.
Because your flesh convinces you.
Yeah.
That this is the only way you're going to make it. And the spirit is still telling you, no, you got to hold on. You got to watch as well as pray. I died on the cross for you. I paid the price for you. You need to remind yourself when you battle in the flesh, because the flesh will send you straight to hell. But the spirit will usher you into the gates of the kingdom.
Come on,
so even when I'm battling and I'm at the internet, I got to say, Lord, not tonight.
Yeah.
Stop me.
Yeah.
Help me
defeat
the flesh, which likes to beat up on me.
Yeah.
And go back to that study and dig back in a little bit deeper. And find something else to hold on to. Because the only thing, the only result we get when we appease our flesh is sorrow. Because we know we're wrong. We know we have just hurt the one who died for us. And the spirit is crying out. And the flesh is laughing. Because it has succeeded in bringing you down at the same time. While making you worthless to the kingdom. We got to rise above flesh. 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 And you may say, well, I'm still good. I don't have none of those problems. You may like to eat. Flesh. I'm sitting out figuring now. When I met my wife, I was 215 pounds. I was working out. I was solid, nice little six pack, don't mind to tell you. I was looking good. I was posing on the beaches of Jamaica. Now if I go, I'll be posing all right with a big old t-shirt on. Talking about, I ain't trying to get wet.
Yeah.
But at what point did my flesh take over the spirit, even in that department?
Well,
the flesh says, keep on eating. You know you enjoy it. You know you like it. You know you sad. You know you lonely. You know you got issues. You know you got problems. And the only thing that comforts me is not a scoop of ice cream. Not a sliver of cake. But a whole half the cake with a whole half gallon of ice cream.
Come on now. Come on.
And you sitting there eating it and you justifying, well, it's all right.
Yeah.
While you are running away from the spirit. The spirit says the body is a temple.
Yeah.
Take care of it or it'll take care of you.
Amen.
But we push it aside for the flesh. Because
yeah. Yeah.
We focus so much in on our circumstances that we don't look toward our purpose.
Well.
Spirit versus flesh. I could go on countless hours of what we battle and fight against. Because every one of you, whether you want to believe it or not, has at least one issue that plagues your life.
Amen.
Paul said, I need some help, Lord. I got a problem, and I can't seem to get rid of this problem. I'm glad that God did not tell us what the problem was. Because then we'd have focused on that and said, well, that ain't my problem, that was his. But he said that after praying three times, the answer for all of us is my grace is sufficient. I may give you your thorn to keep you close to the cross. We have to understand that God has our best interests at heart.
All the time.
Everything that we do, everything that we say, we should always consult the Father. The problem is we don't. We open our mouths before we even think. We hurt folks. We hurt ourselves because we haven't thought about what we're about to say. And because the Spirit is not so high in our lives, it doesn't reflect. And so when you go places, folks are like, well, that's a Christian? I ain't trying to be a part of them. Because you have misspoken without thinking, because once again, your flesh, and that's why I talk about, because I'll use it, gossipers. That's flesh. You so busy in everybody else's business that your whole thing is jacked up, but you don't want nobody else to know, so you keep talking about everybody else's business. Flesh. Flesh trying to put out other folks' mess to hide your mess. Spirit said, mind your own business. Take care of your own house. Keep your own kitchen in order. And stay out of mine. Look, y'all, I need you to watch for 1 hour. I realize that your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. So you're going to need to be watching and praying. Praying and fasting. Can I beat my past? Yeah, I can beat my past. But it's going to require effort. 100% effort. Because the flesh does not give up at all. The flesh is on your heel 100% of the day. Any given moment, that weakness is willing and ready to pop up and mess you up, especially when you begin to justify what it is you're about to do. Your spirit said you lost justification when I got up from the grave. I went to the cross because you were justifying. I got up to wipe out the justification. I did what I had to do so that we could become successful, so that we could be winners in life. Now, what does that mean? It means dedication. He's not just your Savior on Sunday. Every day of the week, he's still your Savior. Even when you allow the flesh to win, he's still your Savior. And you got to come back into his presence and say, Lord, forgive me for what I've done against you. And help me to be better that I might not continue to sin against God. Call it into subjection. Put it out there in the open. Lord, I'm struggling with this. Lord, I got problems with this. Lord, I need your help because I'm just lost without you. If you don't do that, you're going to keep falling in the flesh.
Amen.
Maybe we need to all count sobriety days from the last time we had a fleshly fall. And say, you know what? I'm 2 weeks now free of my mistake. I'm 3 weeks. Because I guess at that point you put it in your mind and you have a goal because you're not trying to go back down that road again.
Well.
So we got to be full partakers of what God has provided for us. I only ask you guys to watch for 1 hour. I only ask y'all to hold on until I come back. Do the best you can until I come back. But don't just live life, really live it by knowing who I am. Open up my word. Talk about me. Fellowship with the brethren. Find you a local assembly. Join a church. Become a part of the church. Become a part of the body. Do something in the church. Don't just come, but do something. Be about something. Let God know. Let the people know. I know I make some mistakes. I know I fall sometimes, but I'm trying to move toward the mark of the high calling. I want to hear good and well done, thou good and faithful servant. I know I'm not the best. I know I'm not better than you, but maybe I can pray with you. I know I'm not all that God has called me to be, but maybe you can help me to get there. I know I'm not where I'm supposed to be in life, but maybe if we all come together, we can get there at the same time. I'm just here to tell you that I need your help. My flesh is always pulling against me. My spirit is trying to say, move forward, my son. But if I have a group of folks that believe the same thing I believe, that do the same thing I do, that want to get to the same goals that I get to, I'm going to make it. I'm going
to
be all right. We have to connect. The flesh says, don't go to church.
Come on, Reverend.
You can have Jesus at home.
Yeah, I heard you.
You can watch him on TV.
Yeah, it's talking to you.
But you don't need to be there in presence.
Yeah.
You don't need to be subject. You know they're talking about you anyway.
Well.
You don't need to be. As a matter of fact, why don't you just go to work?
Well.
You need that extra money. You need that other job. You need that other. You don't need God. What you need is some finance that's going to help you live the lifestyle you want to live.
Come on.
God understands.
Yeah. Hello.
Spirit says no. You can work all your life until you miss out on life. End up dead from work.
Well.
And never have accomplished or done anything. Other than work and pay bills. Enjoy your life. Let them extra hours go. Cut back on some of the stuff that you spend on. Start fixing your life toward God. And you might have more than you ever thought you ever had in your life. Stop letting the spirit run, or stop letting the flesh run your finances. Let the spirit take control. And you'd be amazed at how good God is. Especially when you slow down and taste the Spirit of God. Because he knows what you need.
Amen.
He knows when you need it.
Yeah.
So a lot of folks have once. My wife said the other day, I need these boots. I said, need?
Yeah.
You don't need anything.
Well.
So change it to want. You want the boots.
Well.
But is it economically possible for you to get the boots?
Well.
Because if your wants outweigh your needs, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going into debt.
Yeah.
Take care of your needs. Once your needs are met, everything else is nice, but not necessary.
Well.
Once you understand that, you may have, because the Bible says, I'll give you some of the desires of your hearts.
Yeah.
But take care and be first. Take care of what I need you to do in your life for yourself, because that's what's going to make you better. Mm-hmm. Now, who says all this?
Well.
Who tells us all this?
Yeah.
Who has the right to our lives?
Well,
who has the right to tell me when I'm sinning?
Well,
who has the right to tell me to wake up in the morning?
Well,
who has the right to tell me I can lay down at night?
Well,
who has the right that allowed me to put food on my table?
Well,
who has the right who gave me a roof over my head?
Yeah.
Who has the right to lead my life? Who has the right to hold the strings in my life? Who has a right? The only one who has a right is the one who paid for your life.
Come on, Reverend.
He paid for your life. He came down from the best seat in the house. The best throne going. Left all that he had that he knew to come down to see about us. He said, I'm not just going to tell you what you got to do. I'm going to come down and pay the price so therefore I can say anything I want into your life. I can speak joy. I can speak wrath. I can speak it because I have died. I've laid down my life for all of my children. Some will accept, some won't, but I laid my life down for everybody. So whether you want to hear the word of God or not, I can tell you because I laid down my life. Not only did I lay it down, but on the third day I got up, and I got up with all power in my hand. And when I got up, that gave me the authority and the power over each and every soul that's on this earth. So I can usher you in or I can usher you out. So you make the question, or you make the decision.
Yeah.
Who's going to run your life?
Yeah.
Spirit?
Yeah.
Or the flesh?
Yeah.
What will the flesh get you?
My.
What will the spirit get you?
Yeah.
The spirit gives you a new perspective on life.
Yeah.
It says, yeah.
Yeah.
You may have wanted to be a porn star, but I made you a pastor. You may want to look at that woman that's coming down the road, but I gave you a queen.
Yeah.
You may want to eat everything in front of you,
but
I got some food that'll make you never hungry again.
Well.
You may want to get high on some unknown substance,
but
I got substance to take you higher than the unknown.
Come on, Doc.
When you weigh the balance, flesh on this side and spirit on this side.
Yeah.
Spirit will always elevate above flesh because flesh is on one direction, 6 feet under.
Yeah.
Even when your flesh goes into the ground, your spirit still rises.
Yeah.
Begin to follow your spirit and not your flesh.
Yeah.
Your flesh will lead you to a mess. Your flesh will allow you to focus in on your circumstances, but your spirit can take you all the way through the ride and put you on the other side and say, now. Y'all said I wouldn't amount to nothing. Look at me now. Look at where I am in the bosom of the Father, to be here forever, to reign with him. There's no contest between spirit versus flesh. When the final bell rings, when the final second clicks off the top clock, the only one standing will be God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. And if his spirit resides within you, you're going to be standing with him with your hands held high. Because the champs have come home. Do you want to be a champ? Or do you want to be a chump? You make the call. Doors of the church are open this morning.
Yeah.